proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about biblical faith. Over the past few segments, we've looked at the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. We focused on Abraham, considered by three religions to be a great man. Our study today alludes to an incident that took place after the birth of Isaac, a great test that Abraham had to face. The author of Hebrews described it this way, quote, "By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called." Unquote. The 22nd chapter of Genesis recounted this event. In that narrative, we read that God told Abraham to take Isaac, go to the land of Moriah, and offer his son there as a burnt offering. Abraham knew that any sacrifice given as a burnt offering meant that it belonged entirely to God. Thus, he fully expected to actually kill Isaac at Moriah. Nevertheless, Abraham obeyed God and traveled with Isaac and others to that mountain. When Abraham's entourage arrived at that site, he told his servants, quote, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." Unquote. What are the significance of that last statement? The patriarch fully intended to kill his son on that mountain. Yet he expected the two of them to return to the men. Abraham was not lying to his servants when he told them the two of them would come back. He fully expected a miracle to take place. The writer of Hebrews describes the nature of that miracle. Abraham believed that, quote, "God was able to raise him up, even from the dead," unquote. Now, Abraham had no reason to believe that God would, in fact, do this. He simply trusted that God could do this. He obeyed God and left remaining matters in God's hands. God responded to Abraham's act of faith by preventing him from killing Isaac. He also confirmed the promises he had made to Abraham, adding this, quote, "In blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies." Unquote. In summation, Abraham lived in an age where idolatry prevailed, yet he himself remained faithful to the worship of the true God. He spent his life among those who adhered to a corrupted culture, yet he himself did not assimilate into that environment. Abraham was in the world, but not of the world. In speaking about heroes of faith, the author of Hebrews mentioned Sarah as well. He wrote, quote, "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised," unquote. At first glance, this assessment seems to contradict the narrative contained in Genesis chapter 18. However, that chapter described Sarah's initial reaction to the divine pronouncement. That is to say, she laughed in unbelief. By the time Isaac's actual birth took place, though, Sarah had adopted a different perspective. After Isaac was born, Sarah said, quote, "God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me," unquote. Ultimately, Sarah embraced the promise of God that he would give Abraham a child through her. She received strength to conceive seed because she believed that God would perform what he promised to do. Thus, Sarah, like Abraham, became an example of faith that Christians could follow. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Bible faith.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.